This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the virus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. The sticking point in the discussions is the extent of the aid. The United States Wednesday blacklisted what it called key enablers of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, reinforcing efforts to push Damascus back to UN-led negotiations to end Syria's nearly 10-year civil war. The United States imposed sanctions on an additional 13 entities and 6 individuals, including the governor of the Central Bank of Syria, in this fresh round of sanctions aimed at cutting off revenue for Assad's government. A crackdown by Assad on protesters in 2011 led to the civil war, with Iran and Russia backing the government and the United States supporting the opposition. Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration slapped sanctions on a powerful Cuban general and business leader in its latest move to heap pressure on the communist island weeks ahead of the elections. The Treasury Department took action against Luis Alberto Rodriguez Lopez Calleja, a son-in-law of former President Raul Castro, who heads a conglomerate with wide economic interest, including hotels affiliated with the military. Under the order, any assets of Lopez Calleja in the United States will be frozen, and any transactions with him subject to U.S. prosecution. This is the